Ok, so letter Tet. Siman He of Keseta Sofer. We are in the middle of explanation of letter Tet. So let me make it. So Tet is Sha'atnez. Sha'atnez is the Tet, so we have also three crowns. Okay? Okay. One, two, and three. Three crowns. Good? This is the Tet according to Admurat HaKentzach, Sheyehe Rosh Yamin Shela Ktzat Aroch. So he says, the right head needs to be a little bit long. Long. Ve'agol kevav and round. Okay, not sharp, not square. Mipenei Arosh Hazeh. Ve'agol kevav ve'oketz. ועוקץ פני הראש הזה, כפוף מעט למטה לכתחילה. And then you have a עוקץ, meaning a tip going down. Okay? אבל לא יהיה כפוף הרבה לכתחילה. Don't go too much like this. Okay? Don't go too much לכתחילה. וגם למטה יעשנה עגולה כתמונת רוחב וזין. So again we have the combination of letters. What is the combination of a tet? This is a chaf and a zain or a vav, depending if the foot comes from the middle or from the corner. Okay? Do you understand what I mean? Mm-hmm. Perfect. So he says... He says, because it's a chaf and a zayin, therefore here, it needs to be round, not square. It should not be square, it should be round, because it's a chaf and a vav. V'rosh smol shela yekmo zayin, et divar matzechot ken b'chol sh'arat nesha leget, aval if yikabat arizal tiye kevav, but according to arizal, so, according to the Bet Yosef, it should be like a zayin, meaning that the foot goes from the middle, like a zayin. Okay? But according to Arizal, and Admor HaZaken, and maybe Sephardic, I'm not sure, it should be like a vav. Okay? Aval rosh yamin, yehi lechatchila agol kemo she'amarnu. The head of the right head needs to be round, like we said, because it's a chaf. Velo yeh ra'u lehoshiv alav. Why? Because he says like this. He says because if you make it a corner like this, a sharp, like a corner, so you will be chayav to make the crowns here. Because which direction you're writing? From right to left. So according to the logic, you start from the right. So first you make the chaf and then you make the vav, right? So he says if you make it square, you will have to put here the crown. Why? Because en ma'avirin ala mitzvot. You know what's mean en ma'avirin ala mitzvot? When you have a mitzvah to do, you need to do it right away. So don't wait for the second head to make the crown. Do it on the first head. But since the crown needs to be on a square and not round, therefore we need to have the first head round. Because en ma'avirin ala mitzvot. It's, oh, Avichai. Welcome. I asked Avichai to come, he was in the camp for 1 month, so now he's able to be with us. So we are explaining the Tet. We are explaining the Tet that this is a combination between a Chaf and a Zayin, or a Vav, okay? And we said that the head of the Tet here needs to be round, because if you make it as a square, so right away you need to make the crown here. Why here? Because logic-wise, you need to write from the right to the left. So you start from right, and then you go to the left. Right? The crown needs to be on the square, not on the round. Okay? So if, let's say, you make here square on the right side, so automatically you need to make the crown here and not here. Because en ma'avirin ala mitzvot. What is en ma'avirin ala mitzvot? Don't skip on the mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah to do, do it right away. And here the mitzvah is to put a crown. And if it's square, so you have the mitzvah to put a crown. Do you understand? Therefore, we make it round because we want the crown to be on the left side, not on the right side. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Because a half is round, right?
Exactly. Okay. So this is what it says about the tet. Umitam ze kol ha'yudin shebetzad yamin ha'ayin ha'tzadik ve'ashin shebesefer Torah kulam peneem klapei mala.
And
because of that reason, which reason? Of en mavirin ala mitzvot, to not skip on the mitzvah. Therefore, all the letters, let's say a ayin. Like this. This needs to be round. Why round? Because if I'm making it square, automatically I will have to make the crown here and not here. But it should be here. It should be on the left side, not on the right side. So therefore, in order to not having and making it on the right side, I'm making the head round, because there is no such a thing of having a crowns on a round letter, on a round part of a letter. Of course, we'll see in Mezuzot we have Tagi Kabbalah that even if it's round, we are putting them, but on Sha'atnez Getz, Shin, Ayin, Tet, Nun, Zayin, those are letters that need three crowns, right? It should be only when we have a square. But if it's round, you don't put three crowns. Any question?
This applies to the Torah. But that one is for the mezuzah, on the round when you put the head.
So when you need to put on the mezuzah on the right side, it's even if it's round. Even meaning that the letter doesn't change. On the mezuzah, or even tefillin, sometimes you need to put, even if it's round, you put the Tagei Kabbalah, because this is from Kabbalah. This is what we are accustomed to put. But I'm speaking about regular Sefer Torah writing. You need to have only three crowns, which is on a square. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Therefore, the Ayin, then you have also the Tzadik, or the Shin. Let's make a Shin here. You have a Shin. You have a shin, right? Like this, like this, like this. Perfect. Okay? If I'm making my heads of the right side square, so what will happen? I will have to skip two times the head to have the crown here. So, en mavirin ala mitzvot. En mavirin ala mitzvot, meaning you don't skip a mitzvah. When you have the opportunity to do it, do it. You understand? So therefore, we are making the two heads here not square, meaning round, okay, in order to have the crown on the left side. Okay, so we have something very important. Okay. So let's recap what we saw on the tet. So the most important thing on the tet is to have here round. Why? For the crown. Here also needs to be round. Why? Because it's a chaf. And it's a chaf and a vav. And the chaf needs to be round on the top and the bottom. Then what we said that it needs to be a tip here. Don't go too low, lechatchila. If it will be low, it will be kosher, but bedieved in any case you did it. Okay, but it's not the best. The best is to have a little bit down. Then here it's a square. Okay, this is it. Okay, you understood?
Mm-hmm.
You want to take a picture or?
Uh-huh.
Yes. So let me just erase the ayin and the shin. Good. So now we are going to the next letter, which is letter Yud. Letter Yud. So the letter Yud, it's a part of Bedek Chaya. You understand? You have the Yud here. Chaya. What is Bedek Chaya? Bedek Chaya are all the letters that has one crown. We have some letters of three crowns. And some letters of one crown. Bet Dalet, Kuf, Chet, Yud, Hey, Bedek, Chaya, are one crown. Okay? What is one crown? You start with a tag, meaning a tip. It's called a tag. This is a Yud. And then you have a crown, like this. Understand? So now we are going to explain a little bit what is important in that letter. The Yud is the most, is the smallest letter in the whole alphabet, but this is the base on all the alphabets, meaning that most of the letters has a Yud. Vav, it's a long Yud. A Resh, it's a low, it's a Yud that is wide and long. The Aleph has two Yud and a Vav in the middle. The Daled has a Yud on the, on the, on the back. You understand? So we have many, the base of all the alphabet is a Yud. Okay? So he said like this. Yud tzarech liyot regel katan beyamin. So he starts with, you need to have a small foot on the right side. Small foot. Good? Regel, veta katan milmala. And a tip here on the top. Okay. Milmala, betzat small, lechatrila. This is for lechatrila. Bedieved, meaning bedieved, if you didn't have the tip on the top, it's fine. But lechatrila, he says, you need to have it. וצריך לעשות ראשה כפוף בשמאלו למטה שיהיה כמו עוקץ קטן יורד למטה ויעוקץ זה קצר מרגלה. He says, and here you need to make another tip. Another tip that it's much shorter than the foot. Okay? Because if you make it long, what is becoming?
Like a kuf almost. Oh no.
No, if I say it's connected, it's becoming a... Let's make it...
A chet.
Amazing. It's becoming a chet. So therefore, where is my tissue? Here we go. So therefore, we need to make only a very small tip going down. Okay, shorter than the right side. Okay. ויהיה עוקד זה קצר מרגלה שבימינה, פן תדמה לחט, לרש או לבב. And, okay, and it needs to be very short, meaning thin, okay, not wide, thin, because if not, it will be easily becoming a resh or a vav, because if you make it like that, resh, if you make it a little bit longer, Vav. Good. So what we see here that it needs to be like a dot. Vetipasel edikhatinok, because if you have a doubt if it's a yud or a resh, a yud or a vav, and the child is saying, oh, it's a yud, and you have it's a vav, and you're doubting about a vav, that's it. Your yud is not kosher anymore. Okay. Only if he's saying what you have a doubt, but if he says, oh, it's a I don't know what, no, you don't get his answer. ונכון שיהיה הרגל כפוף קצת לכתחילה להטיב צורתה. So, לכתחילה, you need to have the foot going inside. Not like this, but it needs to be like that. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Not straight, but going inside. Okay. ויהיה עוקץ זה קצר ותיפסל, אוקיי. ונכון שיהיה רגע כפוף קצת לכתחילה להטיב צורתה, ויהיה רגל קטן ולא גדול, פן תדמה לרש. ויהיה קצר ולא ארוך, שלא תדמה לבב. אוקיי? So he says that more as I can, what we just saw, that if the yud is wide, it's becoming a resh, if it's long, it's becoming a vav. אם חסר עוקצה הסמלי, מכל שכן רגלה הימני פסולה. Now he's bringing a new halacha. And that this halacha is so important when we're writing. Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to write very soon. So you need to know that. This, if you don't have that tip going down, or that foot, it's obvious that foot, but that tip, it's pasul. Okay, so if you have a yud like that's finishing here, pasul. It needs to be one, the foot, and two, the tip. And if you have missing one of them, pasul. Okay. Smali umikal sheken ragla yemani pasula ubesmali mo'il tikun afilo betfilin aval lo yemani. He says, but let's say you have in a pair of tefillin, you're checking the tefillin and you see a yud that is missing the cuts, the tip on the bottom is missing it. are you allowed to make it kosher or not? Because what is the problem? Because if you make it kosher after you finish to write them, it's not in order. Because the yud became kosher after you finish to write the tefillin. He says, no, we don't get there. It's a yud there. Okay, it's a yud that just is not kosher because it's a part that is so important. Right? But you could add it. You could add but after.
But this is like an emphasis. Emphasis should be.
What is emphasis?
Emphasis to make it look perfected.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not a part of the letter. It's something that is emphasized, but it's a very important emphasis because if you're missing it, the letter is kosher. Is not kosher. Okay. So this is a. אבל לא בימינה, ואתה מתק מתי לתקן גם ברגל הימין, אם תלה קורה כראוי. Of course, if you are missing the right side of the yud, that's it, it's pasul. And you cannot add it. It's not emphasizing the letter. It's a part of the letter. The part of the letter is to have a foot on the right side. It's not like a detail in the letter, like the tip here. That is very important detail, but it's still a detail.
So if that bottom tip, it was not, like, you couldn't see it, would it be bracha lamatala if you were tefillin?
So we said that if you're missing that, it's pasul. If it's pasul, you have the tefillin pasul, so it's bracha lamatala. This is what comes out. Yeah. Okay, so basically you need to make sure that you have all those tips going down, or at least something, going down, yes. Okay? So this is what it says about the yud. So again, I would like to make a recapitulation. So if you have a wide yud, it's becoming a resh. Too long, becoming a safek vav. If you have a doubt, what do you do? If you have a little bit wide and you are not sure, what do?
You ask a child.
The child needs to tell you if it's a yud or a resh. If he says something else, you don't hear it. You don't hear him. If you have a vav and you have a doubt about a vav, you ask a child too. Then you have the tip here, and foot here. This tip, lechatchila, you need to have it. If you don't have it, it's still kosher. You have the crown, then you have the tip on the bottom, which is something in part of the kashrut of the letter, but you could add it in the tefillin mezuzot. In the right side, if you're missing, it's pasul, that's it. You cannot fix it in the tefillin mezuzot, but in Sefer Torah, you could. You understand? Yes, you want to take a picture? Then we go to the chaf. So the regular, we have chaf, the two letters. We have chaf and chaf sofis. Okay? Let me erase. Where is the tissue? Use my hand. Okay. Chaf. So how the chaf works. See, like this. Then, yeah. Perfect. Okay, more or less. Chav. So, chav kefufa. So this is a chav that is kafuf, is bent. Okay. Kabbat HaChassid, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says, Shetzecha liyat agula mikol tzad, velo yehela shum zavit lechatchila. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid says, it should not be any square in that letter. It needs to be round here and round here. This is a chaf. It should not be square, like this, or like that. Okay? So, what's going on if you have it square? So, he says like this. Tzara l'atagula mikol tzad ve'lo yehe la shum zavit lechatchila. למסל הזווית מאחוריה מלמעלה כשרה, ואם היא עגולה למטה, אם היא עגולה למטה. אבל אם מסל הזווית מלמטה ומלמעלה, הרי זה דומה לבית ופשולה. He says like this, very simple. He says, if you have here round, but here you made it square.
Pasul. Be like better.
He says that is pasul. So let's start from the other way. If basically it says that the most important part is the bottom, okay? So if you have here square and here round, it's still fine, okay? But if it's round here but square here, it says pasul. Why the bottom one is more important than the top one? Why the bottom of the chaf is more important than the top of the chaf?
Looks like a bet.
Amazing. It looks like a bet. And what is the definition of a bet?
Like a pizza.
The under table.
Under table is fine?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So, 1 second. Can you come 1 second?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like just, if you don't mind, to take a picture of the shoe.
Yeah.
No, the shoe.
Oh, shoe.
Of course, also the pizza, but let's start from the shoe. Now, from this side, so we could see the,
okay,
the letter.
Picture.
Yeah, we got a picture. Amazing. Chazak Baruch. Chazak. Thank you very much. Amazing. Thank you.
Of course.
So what he says? He says that the most important one is the bottom. Why? Because the definition of a bet is the bottom. Because remember, the bet has something here. So if you have that going down and being square on the bottom, it's becoming a bet suddenly. Even if on the top it's round. So therefore, the most important part to not be square is the bottom. Okay? So this is what it says. דכל שיש לה זווית למעלה או למטה פסולה. But this is the first opinion. The first opinion says that the most important square is where? On the bottom. Why? Because straight is becoming a safek bet. Right? But יש אומרים, there is another opinion that says any of them, either here, either on the top, either on the bottom, if it's one of them is square, it's already that's true. Okay? ותהיה פניה למעלה ולמטה שווים ורוחב חלל כאובי קולמוס, ואבנו לא הביא שיטה זו. But Admor Hazaken didn't bring that second opinion. The second opinion, what he says, the second opinion, that
round completely,
and if you have either one on the top or on the bottom, no matter, it's pasul. Good? This is what it says, but Abu Zakeh, meaning Admor Hazaken, didn't bring that idea, that second opinion. So therefore, he's staying only with the first opinion. What he says, the first opinion, that the bottom one is the most important. You got it? Okay, perfect. So you want to, I don't know if there is something to take a picture of. Mm-hmm. Here he says, let's make here. Here, mate, one kulmus. Okay, what he says here, he says that it's 3 on 3. 3 kulmusim. 1, 2, and 3. Okay, so it's 1, 2, and 3 on 1, 2, and 3. So basically it's like a square. You understand? It's on a place which is like a square, you need to have wide the wide and the tall, the high of the letter needs to be on 3 kulmusim. 3 measurements. So this is for the chaf, regular chaf. Chaf pshuta. Now we are going to speak about the long chaf. צריך להיות גגה קצר שלא תדמה לרש. Now, let me do it. So what is the long chaf, chaf of it? Here. So the chaf of it is like this. Here we go. Okay? So this is chaps of it. So he says, צריך להיות גגה קצר שלא תדמה לרש. Now, if let's say, I'm making a very wide roof, what's going on? It will become a big resh. Because this is equal to this, it's becoming a resh. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that the roof, not the same as the foot. Therefore, if you need to finish your line when you're writing let's say the last letter is the half of it, and he wants to finish the letter, the line on the same line of all the lines,
mm-hmm,
don't make a long half of it because afterwards it's becoming a resh. And then you missed that letter. You understand? So you cannot make it longer. Sometimes we have some letters that can become very long, but the chaf sofit cannot become long, just like the chet. it cannot become long, because if it's chet and long with a roof, pasul. You understand? So this is what he says here. ואף על פי שכל האותיות אין למושכה, מכל מקום בדיעבד כשרות, he says, even if no letters, it's always better to not to make a letter long. Only if you have no choice, you could make it long. But if you could have the line without making big letters, long letters, it's better, of course. אבל זו פסולה. And this one, if you make a long chasofit, what is becoming?
A big resh.
So if it's a big resh, it will be pasul. אם התינוק אינו קוראה כהלכה, of course, but if you're doubting, it's not like a big resh. You're doubting, maybe it's a chasofit, maybe not. So what do? You ask.
So a child.
Exactly. And the child is telling you what he sees. He sees clearly what, well, he needs to be some, we will speak which kind of child. אוקיי, ולכתחילה צריך להיות כל הפשוטות ארוכות כשיעור, שאם היו נכפלו, היו כפופות. He says like this, what is the shiur of the foot? The shiur of the foot, meaning how far you need to go down. Do you understand the question? Mm-hmm. How far you need to go down? So he says, you need to go far enough that if you bend it, it will be a regular chaf. Do you understand? If you bend it, it will be a regular chaf. Mm-hmm. If you bend it and it will stop here, you could imagine, and it will stop here, it's not good. It's not enough down. You need to go down enough to bend it and then to have a regular. And this will be the rule for all the tzaddik sofit, nun sofit, pe sofit, all the sofit, how far down you need to go, enough to bend it and to make a regular of that letter. Nun sofit, nun regular. Pe sofit, pe regular. Regular pe. Do you understand? אינו קורא לחתה, ולחתך צריך להיות כל הפשוטות ארוכות כשיעור שאם היו נכפלו, היו כפופות, ומטעם זה לא יעשה לך פשוטה זווית למעלה, נאו, אלא תהה עגולה כמו רש. He says, if the potential of the half sofit is to be bent and being like a regular half, right? So what is important about a regular half? To have on the top a round, on the bottom also a round, but on the bottom it's straight now, because it's a half sofit. But on the top is to be round. And according to the second opinion, if it's a zavit, if it's a square, right? So it's becoming a pasul, according to the second opinion. According to the first opinion, it's fine. So therefore, you need to have it round on the top. Here we go. Not. Do you understand what I mean? Okay, שאין חילוק ביניהם, יש איזו כפופה ואיזו פשוטה, because in or in הלכה, there is no difference between a regular half and a half sofit. Just the only difference is that the one that is sofit is long, and a regular half is bent. That's it. But according to the halachot about the zavit, about the corners, and how big and how this, it's all the same. ואם עשה לזווית למעלה כמודלת, יש פוסלים ויש מכשרים, and if he made a corner here, what is the הלכה? We have a מחלוקת. Why? Because we saw on the last seif about the half, regular half, that if you have a corner, some opinion are saying that it's pasul. So therefore, יש פוסלים ויש מכשרים ויש לסמוך עליהם בדיעבד, ורבינו לא הביא השיטה הבד וכתב ואין לה תיקון בתופיעין עליה, ושדינה כרש שעשה בצורה דלת שצריך לגרור את כולה, ועצמה גם דן לפוסלה, וכתב בית אופנים איך לתקן עיין בהערה. We are not going into details about the Admor HaZaken and Tzemach Tzedek, but he is saying that it's not simple to make it not kosher if there is a corner. He says it could be kosher in different ways of fixing it. Okay. So what we saw about Chasofit? Chasofit, first of all, it should be enough down in order to be able to be bent. You understand? This is, if you make it long, very long down, but also very long, wide, it will be a big resh, and then it will be either doubtful to ask the child, either pasul, because we don't need the child to tell us that it's pasul, it's really pasul. Okay, so this is about the chasofit. And if there is a corner on the top, so we have a machloket, yesh posle, yesh machsherin, because we said that the most important corner is the bottom one. Okay, But the top one, according to some opinions, is making the letter, not kosher. Okay? Are you? Do you have strength to continue? I'm continuing, yes? Okay, let's continue. Yes. So you took a picture, right?
Yes. Perfect.
Let's continue. Now we are getting into the tallest letter of the alphabet, which is the
Lamed.
The Lamed is the tallest letter of the alphabet. Let's make it first. So here we go. Good. Good. This is a lamed. Lamed. Tzarich liyot tzavara aroch kemovav. Now we speak about this. This needs to be like a vav. Shalom uvracha. Okay. This meaning this needs to be long enough in order to have a vav here. Okay. So don't make the head too short.
Right.
Don't make it too short because it will be doubtful afterwards. Okay, it needs to be like a vav. Erosha agol et tzad yamin, and here because it's like a vav, it needs to be round. Because we go back to the vav. You remember the vav? If you make a square vav, what's going on? And the child might read it. It's kosher, but if he reads it zayin, it's not kosher. Meaning it's a doubtful vav. You understand? So therefore we understand that the vav needs to be round here.
And that's a chaf?
Exactly. This is the combination of the lamed. The lamed combination is a chaf plus a vav. This is chaf, this is vav.
It has to be long enough to be a vav on the top?
Yes. Yes. Velatzad semol zavit. And on the left side, square, meaning sharp. Le rosha kemo rosh vav, just like a vav. That is sharp on the left side and round on the right side. Kitmunat halamed ukmo chaf kufa vav, because the lamed combination is chaf and vav. So therefore it needs to be like a vav. Mitam zeye zenava av vekafuf hetev lefaneha vetiya gula machoream letzadiamin kmo chaf kufa. He says, and therefore, because this is a chav, therefore this needs to be round, and this also needs to be round, just what we saw. Because it's a chav, it cannot be square. Okay? V'kafu v'tev v'faneha, v'tihi agula ma'achoreha, etzadein k'muchav k'fufa. Aval etzad smol, makom chibur haguf, im atzavar yela, zavit ben sof havav, sheyored bedakut letzurat achav. So he says, and here, it needs to be sharp. Okay? It needs to be sharp between the vav. The connection needs to be sharp between the vav and the chav. And these halachot about the round here, and here, because vav and chav and here the connection are all lechatchila. It's all lechatchila. Okay? Meaning what means it's all lechatchila? That if lamed is square anywhere, or the vav is square, it's not pasuk, just like the chaf we saw. The chaf itself needs to be round, and if it's square, it's problematic. Okay? According to some opinions, it could be not kosher. But if it happens to a lamed, so it's bediyevet kasher. Ve'al pi ha'sod tzarech liyot la bet tagin. Now, the secret, the sod. The secret of the letter is about those two tip that is going up. What are the two tips? Al rosha tzavara, ayemani gavua me'ad me'asmani. You know, this one, this tip needs to be higher than this one. Okay? And this is extremely important. Some people had issues in their lives and they found in their feeling that the lamed, the tips, either it wasn't there, either it was lower, and they made it longer in all the lamed, and then things changed in his life.
So because enhancing it is allowed?
Yeah, because it's emphasizing the letter. It's not making the letter kosher. So you could add to the letters those lines. Okay? ועל פי הסור צריך להיות לה בית תגין על ראש צווארה הימני גבוה מעט והשמאלי נמוך ממנו and the left one should be smaller than the right one.
It's a tip, it's not a crown?
No, it's not a crown, meaning there is no ball on the top.
Did you check your own tefillin?
Huh?
Did you check your own tefillin?
No. I bring it to the sofer, so the sofer knows about halachot. So, of course, he's making sure that everything is on the spot. Okay? So, this is the lamen. Okay, take a picture. So, we are now going to the mem. Regular mem. The open mem. But anyway, we are now learning the halachot, but anyway, I will teach you how to write. And we are going back on those halachot, so it's only for the first time, and then we are going back to that.
You have to write with
the feather. You could do something else, but the most mehudar is to use the feather. Okay, so this is for the lamed. Perfect. Now, let's go for mem. Tell me what is the combination of a mem?
Chaf and vav.
Yeah.
Chaf and vav. Good. Very nice. So you see, chaf and vav is very, very popular because the tet is a chaf and vav. The lamed is a chaf and vav. Kuf. The mem is a chaf and vav. The kuf also is a chaf and vav. So we have many, many chaf and vav. And what is chaf and vav? 26. Hashem's name. You see? Everything is exact. On the dot, it's something unbelievable. It's only godly language, I guess. Letters. So we have a chaf. So we will see that the mem, it should be square on the bottom. Okay, here we will see. Then a vav. Okay. And then connection. Good. This is a mem. So what's going on in the mem? Says the halacha, mem petucha, an open mem, because we have two kinds of mem. Umem setuma, and also the one that is closed. Sheyihyu shavim lechatchila bechol hayecholet. They need to look alike, like in most of the details. Bechol hayecholet shehari shtehen nikhot mem, because both of them are named mem. One is open, one is closed. אלא שזו פתוחה וזו סתומה. ולכן אין לעשות את המן פתוחה עגולה למעלה ולמטה בצד ימין. And therefore, because the closed mem needs to be here square, we will learn why. Therefore, also in the regular mem, here it needs to be square. Okay, so let's circle it. And because in the regular mem, the top needs to be round. Therefore, on the regular, on the closed mem and the regular mem, both of them needs to be round on the top right. She'im haya oseken b'mem stuma. Ela shezo petucha so stuma. Ve'lachen en la'asot et ha'mem petucha agula lemala ulemata betzad yamin. Don't make round on the top and on the bottom. שאם היה עושה כן במם סתומה, שמה הייתה מתדמית לסמך לתינוק. He says, concretely, what we do? What do we do in concretely? He says, concretely, the mem on the top needs to be round, the open mem, and on the bottom needs to be square. On the closed mem, here is square and here is square. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Yes? So he says, if you make the closed mem round and round, what will happen? Your mem is becoming a samech. Because the samech is completely round. The mem sofid is a square. Do you understand what I mean? Etinok, okay. She'im haya oseken b'mem stuma, shema haita amit damit lesamech letinok. Okay. ועוד כי האותיות צריך להיות ניכרות למיד כשרואים אותן בריאה קלה ולא עד שיסתכל בהן קצת אלא צריך לעשות לה זווית למטה בצד ימין לכתחילה therefore it needs to be a square on the bottom to not having that letter like a summer ובלבד שלא יעשה לה שם עקב כמו לבית but of course it needs to be a square but don't make like a bet what the bet is making like this. No, don't go there. Don't make it. Because if you make it close and then you have something going out, doesn't look good. Okay? Admor Hazaken says that it needs to be something slight different, but something going out a little bit, not too much. Ulemala yesh osin ota agula lechatchila kedei shetei tmunata kechav kufa im vav. So if this is so, why on the top it's round? Because it needs to be like a chaf. You understand? So because it needs to be like a chaf, and on the bottom you cannot make it like a chaf, because if you close it, it will be like a samech. So on the bottom it's sharp, it's a square. On the top it's round for an open mem. To have a chaf and a vav. Yeah, you understand? ומתם זה אין עושין את הגג עגול, אלא מעריכין אותו בשווה, עד כנגד קצה המושב התחתון, שעל ידי כן תומי לחף כפופה. אוקיי. So he says, ואחר תום, now we are going to speak about the connection. חר תום, the connection. צריך שהגיע עד כנגד מושב התחתון. Oh, I'm so sorry. No, the chartom is not the connection. The chartom, it looks like the foot, the left foot of the mem. Okay? The chartom needs to go down, 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 until the end of the mem. Admor Hazaken says even a little bit more than that. So here is the end. Okay? Until the end. והחרטום צריך שיגיע עד כנגד מושב התחתון כדי שיהיה ראויה לסתם. So you could basically put that foot on that part of the letter and be a mem sofit, a closed mem. ותמונתה לכתחילה כמובב העומדת מוטה קצת ולא הרבה. And the letter here needs to be a vav but not straight like this. It needs to be a little bit on the side. On that side. You understand? Okay? ולא הרבה, ולכן לא יהיה הפגם שבין הגג. Because if you make it straight, one day you will make the bottom part of the mem a little bit longer, and then you will touch it. And if you touch it, you cannot just scratch the connection, because if you scratch it, you turn from a mem sofit to a mem regular. And then the mem regular is becoming kosher, not because you wrote it, because you scratch it. And it's not allowed. You understand? So therefore, you need to have the vav a little bit going a little bit that direction in order to not touch the base of the mem.
I have a question. Yes. If it's a bit long, but it's not fully touching, so there's doubt, and you ask the child, and tells if it's a mem.
If it's not touching, or you touch
maybe there's a doubt if it's touching or not.
So then you need to see with a
microscope.
Not a microscope, but
the glass, magnifying glass.
Okay, you need to see it. There is no, you don't ask a child about if it's touching or not touching. You ask the child, what is that letter? What is this letter? Understand? The touching or not touching, you could decide. ולכן לא יהיה הפגם שבין הגג ובין הראש החרטום גדול כל כך. Okay? So again, what we saw about that letter. First of all, we saw that here it cannot be round. Why it cannot be round? Because if you close it, it will become a samech. Right? And it's therefore it's not be round. Admor Hazaken, if you I will teach you the letter of Admor Hazaken, you will see that it's round and square together. So you could have it as a chaf and a samech. It's something unbelievable. I like it. And but the regular writing of Arizal, it needs to be square here, but don't make a square like a bet. No, don't make it. The top, it needs to be round, according to most of the opinions. Why round? Because it needs to be, by the end of the day, like a chaf, chaf and vav. And because it's a vav, so the chatut ra, which is the foot of the vav, needs to go down until the base of the mem. Admor Hazaken says even a little bit more. In order that if you put it straight, you close it, and it's becoming a mem sofit. The vav needs to be a little bit slightly on the side, because if you make it straight, you could easily touch the base, and then it's making a mem sofit. Okay? Then, mem setuma. We are going to make the mem setuma, and then we start, because people will start to come for the show. Okay, mem setuma.
כבר נדבר שיש לעשותה למעלה עגולה בצד ימין לך תחילה. So let's make quick... take a picture. I just want to fish on Stuma because Mem and Mem Stuma is the same. Almost the same. Okay, perfect. So let's make a Mem Stuma. Here we go. So Mem Stuma. You feel like this. Okay, this is the Mem Stuma. Okay? So, he says, כבר נדבר שיש לעשותה למעלה עגולה. So, according to his letter, if you see the small letter, you see that the top is a goal. Why? Because it needs to be like a half. But once again, he says that it needs to be square here. Okay? It's interesting because he says, don't make the thing like the bet. And Mordekin says, yes, make it. So we see many, many difference, but according to what he says, it needs to be here, to be round, like a half, as we learned. But not on the bottom. The most important part of the Mem Sofit, and the Mem needs to be on the half as well, is on the bottom. Because if you make it as a square, it's like a bet, and then it's not a half. And we want to have it as a half. ויש עושים אותה גם למעלה בצד ימין בזווית, and but some opinions, like אדמו"ר הזקן, are making the Mem Sofit with a square on the top. Not like a half, as we said. It's a square on the top, okay? אבל העיקר כסבר הראשונה, but he says it's not, the הלכה is to make it round. Okay? אדמו"ר הזקן says no, it needs to be like מרובה, square. וגגה יהיה עובר מחוץ לסתימה. Now, the roof of the Mem needs to go a little bit here. Needs to be a little bit more than the starting of the foot. Okay? למעלה מצד ימין וזווית, אבל... sorry. סתימה. כאובי קולמוס. How much? One קולמוס. One קולמוס. Here. Okay? כי זהו עיקר שיעור של מם פתוחה, because this is a vav. The vav of the mem, the regular mem, this is it. Just now is closing everything, right? So a vav needs to be on a kulmus. So therefore you need to go kulmus. One kulmus wide. Do you understand what I mean? וגם הסתומה תמונתה חב וב, אלא שהוו סתומה תמונתה. And basically here also we have a חב and a vav, just the vav is closing it, so it's becoming a mem sofit. ואם מחיב צד העליון יותר מן הראוי, כזה you have the example, if you made it very, very long here. Okay, you made it very long. אם אפשר לתקן בקל טוב, if you could erase it, it's good, it's better. אבל אם היה בשם השם, but if it's the mem of Elohim, mem of Elohim, what do? You cannot erase Hashem's name, so you leave as is. בשם Elohim, כמו שהיא וקשרה, it will be still kosher. Even if it's a long mem sofit like this, it's kosher, it's fine. Okay, and this is the halacha about the mem sofit about Admor HaZaken as well. Okay, so let's recap. We said some opinions are saying that it needs to be square, some opinions saying that it needs to be round. Here it must be square, because if it's round, it's becoming no. On the bottom, he says that it needs to be square, because if it's round, exactly, because it's becoming a samech here, if it's round. Even if we want to make it as a chav, but we cannot hear, then we said that here it needs to be only a kumus on the top of the roof. If you made it wider, so it's becoming questionable, but it's still kosher. If you could fix it, fix it. If not, it's still kosher if the roof was wide. Okay, so we are up to the letter Nun. Take a picture of it. And
Nun is next time.
And B'rat Hashem, we are going to continue and finish the Aleph Bet next time. B'rat Hashem, you could...